What is the first thing that we do when we walk into a dark room? It's usually to check the threshold to find the light switch. What's the first thing we do when the power goes out at nighttime? We try to find a flashlight or a candle, something that we can see by. What's the first thing you do when you go camping? You start a fire. Or so they tell me. I've never actually been camping. I've seen it on TV. Human beings need light. We need light to see. Today's Feast of the Transfiguration is a reminder of the eternal light who has come into the world, Jesus Christ. The eternal light that we need to guide our way to heaven. The gospel today recounts this event of the transfiguration when the Lord takes Peter, James, and John up the mountain. But to understand what happens on that mountain, we have to go back a little. We have to go back a few verses into the previous chapter of St. Matthew's gospel. In just the few verses prior, the Lord Jesus predicts that he is going to die. He tells these apostles that they're going up to Jerusalem where he will suffer and die. And then, if that's not enough, Jesus lays out for them the condition of discipleship. He says, if you're going to be my disciple, you have to take up your cross and follow me. For whoever wishes to save his life will lose it. But whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. This must have been very, very difficult for the apostles to hear. This was not what they were expecting Jesus to be. Because a week later, we have this event of the Transfiguration. Peter, James, John, they go up the mountain with the Lord. And as they are on that mountain, the veil is taken away. They see Jesus for who he is. They see the divinity there, which had been masked by his humanity. They see the second person of the Blessed Trinity. They see God. In the Old Testament, to see God means you would have immediately been struck dead. But for these apostles, to see God was a strengthening of their faith. Jesus wanted them to see who he truly was if they were going to preserve their faith in him during the most difficult moments. And Peter, that wonderful character in the scriptures, he wants to stay there. We know what this is like. We all have those moments in our lives that we just wish wouldn't end. Peter says, let's make three tents so we can stay up here forever. But that's not to be. They must go down, back down the mountain, to face the reality of life, to face the reality of what it means to be Jesus' disciple. So what is the meaning for us? This Feast of the Transfiguration is celebrated every year on August 6th. And this year, it takes the place of the Sunday in ordinary time. So this must be a very important day that the church wants us to reflect on this event. So what does it mean for us? As I said at the beginning, all of us need light to see. We also need light to see spiritually. We need light on our spiritual path. And that true light is Jesus Christ. The cost of discipleship that the Lord laid out for his disciples is the same for us. We have to pick up our crosses and follow after the Lord. But he knows that we also need to be strengthened in order to do that. And he himself is that strengthening, that light that we need. He is the spiritual light that helps us navigate those difficult moments that we all encounter in life. We all have them. There's as many different ones as there are people in the church today. Perhaps it's some difficulty in our physical state. Perhaps it's some difficulty in our family. Perhaps some prayer that just God does not seem to be answering. Or perhaps some sin that keeps coming back into our lives.
We all struggle with those areas of darkness, and we might be tempted to falter, to succumb to the darkness. But the Lord Jesus shines in our lives, shines the light for us to keep moving. And if we have that particular area of darkness in our lives, I would encourage you in your prayer to invite Jesus to shine his light in that darkness, to ask him to help you to see the direction that you need to move in, that he wants you to move in. The disciples fell down in fear on Mount Tabor after this extraordinary event. And then Jesus touches them on the shoulder and he says, "Do not be afraid." The Lord Jesus shines his light for us so that we might be strengthened in our faith. And he says to us as well, "Do not be afraid, because he is with us."